Nel frattempo, Raffaella, abbiamo anche i ragazzi della Finlandia. Ripartiamo proprio cercando di, in qualche modo, fare il punto della situazione proprio con i ragazzi della Finlandia e capire le loro sensazioni dell'Italia di questa settimana a Roma. Professoressa.
The first question. Why have you chosen to meet in Rome for this project?
I think Rome is the perfect town where you can have a real multi-ethnic experience. We have seen that everywhere, in the metro, on buses, in public places, you could listen to three or more languages at the same time and realize how many different cultures are mixed together here in Rome. We took part in a few meetings and we had the possibility to get in contact with men and women coming from different countries, such as Tunisia, Peru, Ecuador or Bolivia.
Can you describe an experience that happened during this week?
Oh, yes. Something that happened at the Olympic Stadium on Wednesday night. We went there together with our Finnish partners and we all wore the t-shirt of Rajan Engolan, a Roma football player who comes from Belgium. A Belgian reporter stopped us for an interview. He wanted to know how popular this player is here in Rome. If only people appreciated this aspect of sport, that is to remove racial and social barriers.
That's right. In which way has this project touched you? And what do you suggest to people after taking part in this project?
This project has touched me in a very deep way, making me aware that everybody could live together without so many problems. And I would like to suggest to everybody to visit this fantastic city and experience a project like this. It is the best way to realize that we shouldn't be scared of men of different races or skin colors, and we should welcome everybody without so many problems.
How does the culture in Rome differ from Helsinki, Finland?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is that in Helsinki people always seem to be so busy. People always walk really fast and the personal space is very important. For example, in a bus, many people put their bag on the seat next to them, so no one can sit there. Secondly, it's really awkward if you accidentally look at a stranger in the eyes. Of course, being the bigger city with more people, Rome is more diverse than Helsinki. Here in Rome, you can see the street performers and vendors selling squeaky toys, roses, and so on. In Helsinki, you rarely see things like that. Helsinki and Rome also look very different. In Rome, there are lots of ancient buildings. Meanwhile, in Helsinki, there are no buildings left from that time. I think the oldest buildings in Helsinki are probably from the Middle Ages.
And what is the Orchestra di Piazza Vittoria and why was it created?
It's a multicultural orchestra created in 2002 in Rome, composed by people of different countries and that live in the same area, Vittorio Emanuele Square. It started from the idea of the musician Mario Tronco, who wanted to integrate immigrants and musicians who live in the same area. The originality of the project is to mix a different kind of music, from classical to rock, and above all, ethnic sounds.
And then, what instruments do they play?
At the meeting, we listened to musicians, a Tunisian and an Ecuadorian, that playing an unusual instrument for a traditional orchestra. For example, the oud, a sort of lute made of wood. And also different types of flute made of bamboo canes. The sound of these instruments remind us the atmosphere of their country, exotic and fascinating melodies.
Where have they performed?
They performed all over the world. In Europe, they were even in Helsinki, in Finland, in Canada, Australia and America.
And then the last question about the orchestra. What is the most famous performance they have done?
The most famous performance they've done is the modern version of Mozart's, the Magic Flute. They give a fresh and new interpretation of this melody using ethnic sounds.
Thank you, Federica. Then we move on to talk about impressions of the orchestra. How did the orchestra influence your impression on multiculturality?
Well, it told me a bit more about difficulties and the positive aspects of multiculturality. And also it showed me how different people can actually get along and create their own flow together.
How did they communicate at first, since they are from more than 12 different countries?
Well, they told us that they couldn't really understand each other through language, naturally, because they all spoke the different languages, but they had this language of music, so they could just play or sing, or just through music they understood each other, even though they didn't understand each other through language.
What do they express with their music and their tracks?
Well, they want to bring different traits from different cultures together, and they try to take these small features from every culture in the orchestra to create something new. So I think that with that, they want to show that it's possible for people from different backgrounds to come together and create something great.
What do you think about the idea of forming this kind of orchestra?
Well, I personally think that it's really wonderful that the thing they are doing is bringing different cultures together in the most beautiful way possible. So for me, it's really great.
Do you play music?
Yeah.
What instrument?
A bit of guitar, also bass, a bit, and then I really love to sing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Nora. And then the work that we have been doing in Caritas. And Vivi, you tell us some facts about Caritas first. So what is Caritas actually?
Caritas is an international Catholic voluntary organization that was established by Pope Paul VI in 1979. The organization helps people in need and aims to help disadvantaged people.
In which center did you volunteer?
We volunteered in Mensa Sociale Giovanni Paolo II in Rome. The center is open every single day of the year, and it makes over 500 meals for lunch per day.
Who are the people who work there?
There works volunteers from all over the world with different backgrounds and social statuses, and of course volunteers of all ages. For example, we met an 88 years old man who has worked at Caritas for 15 years now.
And can you then tell what are the people, what kind of people are the people that go there to eat?
Many people turn to Caritas for help, so naturally there's a huge variety of people from different social groups and of all ages. Mostly poor, unemployed and homeless people and immigrants. And many of the homeless and immigrants come from all over the world. Caritas is also a way to socialize, as they can find someone from the canteen to talk to.
Is it possible for anybody to go there and have lunch?
No. In order to eat there, a social service first is founded if you are needy and willing to do something to help your situation. For example, look for a job or study Italian if you are a foreigner.
What did you especially do at the center?
Well, in generally, we welcomed people in and check their documents. Then we served them food, and once they left the center, we cleaned the tables and the floor. Some of us also were assigned to sort the trash and do the dishes.
Thank you, Vivi. And we have Niles here. My first question: how did you feel working at Caritas and why?
It made me think about our society in Finland, definitely. Like how fortunate we are to have the welfare. And of course, it makes me a bit sad because these people, they can't get out of their trouble by themselves. So they need to lean on the help of Caritas. And even though they do a special job of helping, it's always sad that people need to, like, lean on this.
Okay. And what was your impression?
First, I didn't really know anything about Caritas, so I went there thinking that it was actually that the whole system there was a bit bigger. So I was a bit surprised that there were so few people because of the immigration.
What impression did you get of those who seek help there?
Normally people have prejudices about these immigrants, especially because some of them do bad things, so they get a bad rep because of those people who do bad. But of course, there is ordinary people there, and the only thing that separates them from us is that they are a bit unlucky and that they have problems they can't get out of.
Would you like to volunteer in the future? And then what interests have developed in you from the experience?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to volunteer sometime, but I hadn't really thought about this before we went to Caritas, so it kind of sparked a little light in me that says that voluntary work should be for everyone. Everyone can do it if you want to. And then I'd like to maybe do it with elderly people because I'm really close with my grandparents and I've been helping them since I was a kid.
Thank you, Niels.
Grace Macaluso told us about the cultural shock. And we were curious about knowing
your point of view about the cultural shock of being in Italy, being in Rome, within Sicily.
On the theme of migrations, of course.
Okay, so is it me who is going to answer this question, or the youngsters?
You, the prof.
Maybe you can also tell about what boys and girls have been shocked during these days.
Okay, so this is not my first time in Italy, and I've been to Palermo for 3 times already, and once in northern Italy, and in Tuscany once, and this is the first time in Rome. It is always a bit shock to see poor people in the streets, beggars in the streets. And just yesterday when we entered St.
Because
Peter's...
Because you don't have this kind of...
Well, some in Helsinki. There are some in Helsinki, and at least in the summertime. But as I don't live in Helsinki, I live up north in Ivalo, so we don't see people like this. We don't have people living in the streets because it would be impossible because of the weather and winter, which is really harsh up north. But for example, yesterday when we went to the St. Peter's Square and we went down the street and we saw people, homeless people there and their beds there. So it's really made me think about things. And what my students also have seen is that it's really, really sad, and it's difficult to know how to react when you see it's like that here. And basically everywhere you can meet these people.
Especially in Rome and in the big cities. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.